the Congressional Budget Office has weighed in on inflation. Of course. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 15th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the markets ended the day mixed, but Wall Street closed up yet again this week, now for the seventh week in a row. Hey, New Jersey, you are on a roll, or so it would seem. Mexico, melons, and death. It's a story. We've got the Wall Street Report and the surprising return of older workers back into the workforce. It's the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have made the decision to hang around with us for a few minutes today and learn about some of the top business news stories. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. On Friday, the Congressional Budget Office weighed in on both inflation and unemployment, saying it expects inflation to get very close to the Fed's 2% benchmark, and for unemployment, well, they say it will increase. The Associated Press is reporting that the office's current view of the economy from 2023 to 2025 report estimates that the unemployment rate will hit 4.4% in the fourth quarter of next year and remain close to that level throughout 2025. Currently, the unemployment rate is 3.7%, according to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Meanwhile, gross domestic product, otherwise known as the overall health of the economy, is estimated to fall from 2.5% in this year to 1.5% next year, and then rebound to 2.2% in 2025, that according to the CBO projections. Compared with its February 2023 projections, CBO's Friday report predicts weaker growth, lower unemployment, and higher interest rates in 2024 and in 2025. But, yeah, there's a but. It's a reminder that the U.S. economy has seldom behaved as anticipated throughout the pandemic and its aftermath. The employment forecast looks very different from the pace of hiring so far this year. Our take on all of this is nonsense. We are of the opinion that GDP will continue to be around 2.5% because you, that would be you, the American consumer, will continue to consume. And a higher unemployment rate? Last month, the economists were wrong, saying we would add just 122,000 jobs in November. But what happened? Employers added 199,000 non-farm jobs. Anyway, that's what we think. Who's going to be right? We shall see. Wall Street also looked at that report, and the stock market closed mixed and lower than earlier in the day. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. You know, all of this talk about the economy being lousy is simply rubbish. At least it is in New Jersey. The AP is reporting that according to a report issued on Friday, internet gambling and sports betting set new records in New Jersey in November as the Atlantic City gambling market continues to evolve and become less dependent on physical casinos. More than $171.5 million was won from online table games and slots by casinos and their technology partners. At the same time, the casinos and three horse tracks that accept sports bets took in $1.62 billion worth of bets in November. And that was yet another record. But the economy is in tatters. Please. Mexico's health department on Friday ordered the temporary closure of a melon packing plant implicated in the salmonella infections that killed 5 people in Canada and 3 in the United States. The department did not name the company involved, but Canada's public health agency linked the outbreak to Malachita and Rudy brand cantaloupes. Mexico did not say what violations were found at the plant in the northern border state of Sonora and said testing was being done to find the source of the contamination. Meanwhile, since October, at least 230 people in the U.S. and 129 in Canada have been sickened in this outbreak. So far, more than 36,000 boxes or cases of cantaloupe have been recalled. Health officials are warning consumers, retailers, and restaurants not to buy, eat, or serve cantaloupe if they don't know the source. U.S. stocks closed mostly higher on Friday, with major U.S. equity indexes booking a 7th straight week in the green in the wake of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting. The S&P 500 saw its longest weekly winning streak since November of 2017. Equities broadly rallied this week after investors digested a closely watched reading on U.S. inflation, as well as the Federal Reserve's latest policy statement and projections on interest rates. Looking at the numbers, the Dow gained 56 points to close at 37,305. The NASDAQ picked up 52 points to close at 14,813. And the S&P 500 was off fractionally, closing at 47.19. West Texas Intermediate crude added 21 cents and oil closed at $71.79 a barrel. Meanwhile, the 10-year T-note fell yet again, dropping to 3.915%. And finally, there is this, and this is about this surge of older workers returning to the workforce. According to new Pew Research data, workers over 65 are becoming a larger share of the U.S. workforce, and a clear majority of them, 62%, are now employed full-time. Their earning power has also surged from $13 an hour back in 1987 to $22 hourly now. The research points to several factors keeping older professionals employed. They are far more likely to be college-educated than preceding generations, and they're more than twice as likely as younger workers to be self-employed. In Canada, seniors are the fastest-growing cohort, but many appear to be ready to exit the workforce altogether, which would worsen already stubborn worker shortages. Our experience? We know of dozens of folks over 65 who have retired, but within a few months get bored and head on back to work, at least part-time. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions, which, by the way, we will be back on the air on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday, noon Central. And guess what? One of our guests is none other than James Goodlett. Check us out. We do stream, and I'll be reminding you on Twitter. That is a wrap. Thanks so much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.